This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tandon.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that likes to have meta conversations. In this episode, recorded April 20th at Manuel's Tavern, you'll hear a bunch of Atlanta bloggers talking about why they blog.
This is Sherry Heil, and I run two blogs that I'm going to admit to today, and a few more that I'm not going to talk about today. The first blog was my first blog, mindblogging.typepad.com, and I started it as a way to figure out what was going on in social media, why it was going on, what the etiquette and rules were, what the opportunities were, what the threats were. And as a way to embrace all of that, I embraced all of that by talking about anything and everything on that blog, including getting comfortable with blogging about my personal life, which caused anxiety attacks, which made me hide under the covers the first few times. The second blog that I write is at empoweringconcepts.net, and in comparison, it is a quite boring blog unless you are trying to learn about social media and why it affects your company and what to do about it. It is not a blog that I try to promote in the blogosphere. It is a blog I write for non-bloggers trying to learn about what's going on. And that is my blog.
Oh goodness, it's me. Is it going already? Excellent. I don't have to do anything. Hi, you're next, buddy. My name is Thomas Strickland. I run grabbingsand.com. I've ran it. It has been run. I have maintained something
backspace delete.
I've had some kind of presence on the web under the name Grabbing Sand since 1999. It started out as a place to keep reviews, keep movie reviews and music reviews. I think actually the first three or four entries are nothing but movie reviews and music reviews, just because I was a critic in need of an audience. And I don't even think I had an audience then. I want to put these somewhere. I have thoughts. They're valid. I'll put them out there. After a while, it went from becoming a place to put these structured reviews to being a place just to put observations and thoughts, which I suppose that's the root of blogging, but there was no blog at the time. This is 1999, this is 2000, and I don't remember the etymology of the word, but weblog comes much later. And eventually I went from that to getting actually blogging software going. I think I used Gray Matter first, and then Movable Type, and then WordPress. But really, that's just the mechanics. The important thing is GrabbingSand.com serves a purpose for me in that I needed a place to put my observations politically, on comic books, on music, on things that were weird during the day, because I'm a writer at heart. I majored in English because I love to read, but also because I love to write. And the sad fact is, once you leave college, no one's going to ask you to write anything. There's no creative writing courses. There's not that much independent study that you don't have to pay for. So it's conceited, and it maybe it'd be a bit egotistical and maybe a bit elitist to think that what I write is worth someone coming in and reading it. But I think I've gotten pretty good at it. It's been 7 years now since I got started, and I don't have a huge following, but I have a decent number of people. I have people that comment, and I think they appreciate what I write. And most of all, I get a lot of satisfaction out of writing, period. I think that's really about it. On top of that, I've been getting into podcasting for the theater troupe that I help to maintain and keep going, North Fulton Drama Club, which also has its own blog at northfultondramaclub.org. We maintain a podcast at the Georgia Podcast Network. We're just everywhere. We have a Flickr group. So the blog has been the reason for almost anything.
When they put my
And yeah, I'm going to pass this on. Oh, and if it weren't for my blog, I would have never I would never have been in the AJC in a profile piece about North Atlanta bloggers. And if I hadn't been in that, I would have never have been invited to a trivia meet with several other bloggers, which would mean that I would never have met Amber, Rusty, or any of these other fine people. So there you go. Thank you, blog.
This is Nikki Strickland. My husband, Thomas, just delivered a long discussion about his blog. I don't know how long I've been blogging. I can't remember. Maybe since 2003? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know why I blog. I have no good reason for it. I just do. Probably because I am ranty and I rant a lot. Rant a lot. See, this makes no sense because I really have nothing to say on this subject. Hey, Amber, what is like the burning question I'm supposed to be answering here?
A friend of mine is.
Well, my blog isn't about anything so much. It's about whatever it's about that day. And I haven't been blogging a lot in the last year because I was working somewhere where I couldn't blog during the day, yet I was bored a lot. But now I'm working somewhere where I'm not bored a lot, but I can blog during the day if I want to. So probably, like, I'll blog more, but maybe not a lot in depth. I used to blog a lot about political stuff. I probably will more because of my blog. I actually got featured on the Raw story after the last election, the last presidential election. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, I'm not going to yammer anymore. Like Thomas, I never would have met Amber or Rusty or Tony Simon, who doesn't update his blog anymore, or any of these people if it hadn't been for blogging, because we all decided to play trivia together. And while that has petered off, we do still occasionally see one another for social outings. So, yes, that's all I've got.
What's your blog name?
My blog name is Kerr Bell. That's right, Kerr Bell. Anyway, and my blog is daily-bacon.blogspot.co. I'm too cheap to get my own domain. Back off. I don't care what you have to say about that. And I've been blogging since October. And that's the only reason I am blogging is because the people who have just previously spoken to you on this podcast made me. And actually, I like it a lot. So it's a really nice outlet for all of the fun, cool things I find out there in the pop culture world, and I get to share them with my friends, mostly the people here at this party, and a couple of other people. My parents don't know about it, and a lot of my other friends don't know about it, but some do. I mostly do it for myself. I don't really do it for anybody else. If somebody reads it, that's great. If they comment, wonderful, but if they don't, I'm okay with that. I think blogging is cool. All the cool kids are doing it, and if you are not, you should too. Here's Joseph.
Hi, I'm Joseph G. I have a blog called monotonous.net. I started my first website in 1996, and it was a way to supposedly get guys into me, and it didn't really work. And then in around 2000, 2001, I bought the domain monotonous.net, and eventually ended up starting a blog on it, and that's how I got started with blogging. Here is BJ of sodomycreek.net.
As you heard, I'm BJ from sodomycreek.net. I am Joseph G's partner, and that's how I got into it, is he pretty much got me into it from his blog. He actually bought me the domain name. The domain name Sodomy Creek actually comes from a joke from a show called Dinner for Five, and it's the name of an actual creek up off the Chattooga River where they filmed Deliverance. It's actually near the scene of the infamous Ned Beatty rape scene, so they call it Sodomy Creek, and we just thought it was funny because I'm from Georgia, and being gay, Sodomy Creek kind of made a funny, catchy title, so, and that's kind of pretty much where that came from. I just started blogging because of him, and I don't know, go check it out sometime, I guess. It's evolved here and there. I've had it for about 2 years, but it's changed. It's changing now, but it's, you know, it's a blog. Well, I guess here's Tony.
Thank you. Am I allowed to say your real name in here? I didn't hear if you said it or not, or just your blog URL. BJ. Thank you, BJ. My name's Tony Simon, and I've been blogging since the late 70s. Started on toilet paper rolls mainly, and then moved on to, well, everything pretty much moved on to cassette tapes in the 80s, and then there was the internet. And lately I've kind of decided that I hate the internet, so I haven't really been blogging that much, but my blog is still on there at tonysimon.org, but it's really pretty crappy and you should probably not go there. That may change in the future. I own several domain names, and I'm really pretty a very important person around town and on the internet. So you know, keep your eyes and ears peeled. But at least for the you know, current time being, I hate the internet. So without further ado, I'll pass it on to Jerry.
Excellent.
What are we doing?
We're talking about your blog.
All right, come on. You don't have a blog, do you?
Well, I have a little blog, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do have a little blog, actually, and we haven't updated it. Up until this past week, we haven't updated it for probably 2 years, but we finally, the only thing we're using it for now is to post pictures from, you know, vacations and stuff. So there's some Italy pictures up there. It's swadyho.com. Catherine will, in a moment, will say the same thing. So... that's there's some old stuff there too. By the way, this is an anniversary for me too. I was looking at my blog earlier today, looking at the pictures, and I noticed that there was a posting there from 3 years ago this week that was indicated that I had just quit smoking. So it's been 3 years since I quit smoking. And other than that, I'm going to leave this passes on to somebody else.
You went to a whole job in life.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, it is. Talk about your blog and then pass it to Doug.
I don't.
You missed.
Oh, what the fuck. All right, well. Well, then we'll just give it to Doug.
What do I do?
You want to talk about your blog and why you blog and how long and whatever else you want.
Okay. My name is Doug Monroe. I blog at Peachtree Screed at Atlanta Magazine. I got into it last September of 2006, and I've gotten addicted to it now. So I blog mostly about politics and news, and the great fun has been getting to meet other people
what?
In the blogging community, like Drift Grip.
I'm eating.
Yeah, taser.
Okay, I'll give it to Mel.
Oh, I'm not blogging anymore. I'm not talking.
She's not talking.
Podcasting. You can go over there.
Can I podcast?
This is like the no comment end of the table.
No, I refuse to talk.
This is a table of shy bloggers.
Is this a political thing?
Yeah, you guys.
Okay, I had a thought on the way over here that I'll say. I don't think it's an original thought though, but it just popped.
I knew Doug handed it to the right person.
It popped into my head, and the thought was that I've decided that the difference between Republicans and Democrats is that Democrats care about quality of life, and Republicans care about quality of afterlife.
You know, I should.
So if no one finds this in a Google search, you might attribute it to me, and maybe I'll actually have said something worth saying in my entire life.
I'll say so. This may actually get me in trouble, but I thought about it the other day. The difference between Democrats and Republicans to me is Democrats frequently disappoint me. Republicans frequently disgust me.
I like that one. Okay. All right. I'm bringing the mic down the table now.
Happy blog anniversary, Amber.
Oh, yeah. Happy blog anniversary.
My blog is actually a little bit different from most people's. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, this is Alyssa. I blog at dramawench.livejournal.com.
I was about to sing your song.
Don't sing my song. It's terrible.
Jackson.
Yeah, my last name is Jackson, and that song is the bane of my existence. So
I am for real. All
right, enough. I'm a little bit different from most people in my blog. I actually primarily use it for fandom purposes is kind of how I started it. I started it back in the day of the heyday of Harry Potter fandom, and I'm still involved in that. And I like to talk about the TV shows and stuff. But I'm very eclectic. I talk about, it's a very personal blog. It's much more of, it's kind of a journal type, and I use it for social networking. And I am in the process of creating a big girl blog, as I like to call it. MISC, which will be missmisc.com, which I will talk about all of my disparate interests, including politics, religion, popular culture, any drama, because I am a founding member of North Fulton Drama Club. Our show will be Much Ado About Nothing, opening May 4th, 5th, and 6th, and the 10th and 11th. Come out and see us. So, yeah, it's been interesting, and I think blogging is a great way of being able to meet and have discussions with people in disparate communities who wouldn't normally get a chance to interact. And I think it's a very important new technology that is bringing people together in new and exciting ways. So there's my intelligentsia comment on the medium. So happy birthday, Amber, being Amber Ray. You inspire me every day.
I woke up this morning, I had a scone and a large house blend. Then a little conversation with my squirrel and chipmunk friends. I said I'm sick and tired of winter, and I wish that it was spring. Then a little fella named Robin Redbreast began to sing. And he sang, ooh, child, what you think a cold winter's gonna last forever? Ooh, child, now's the time for all the people to get together. Starts today, so bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite lady. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. Him for the information, I cried a little when he flew away. I watched an episode of the People's Court and I tried to plan my day. I called up my old lady, she wasn't home, so I called my girl. I asked her if she'd like to join me as I entertain the world. And I said, child, I bring a blanket and I promise I will brush the ants off. Ooh, child, you're gonna like it when we're digging each other's pants off. Outside, cause it's the first of May, first of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite lady. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. So we went to the park together. We were walking in the midday sun. We met all kinds of people and we fucked everyone. We fucked the lady who sells ice cream. We fucked the man with the tan sharp hair. Everyone who needed fucking well, they got fucked today. So come on, ooh, child, open your mind and your heart. Feel the spirit moving through you. Ooh, child, you feel the warmth of the love when I stick it to you. Cause it's the first of May, first of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. Bring your favorite lady. favorite thing. Water's not cold, maybe dip in your big toe. Maybe I see an infogrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. Fucking outside. Fucking outside.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.